Good morning and welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast for the week of Thanksgiving 2019. I have no idea what day it is.
It's Monday.
Well, I know it's Monday, but the date is not. Oh, look, it's the 19th. Sorry.
It should tell you on your computer.
Yeah, I can see it there. They moved it around with one of the many updates. This is our extra super special Thanksgiving edition.
A very special Thanksgiving.
Oh, very special. I don't understand. Okay. I know we were going to talk about food, but I just need to... I don't understand that sitcom with the turkeys falling out of the helicopter.
WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yeah, and I've watched it every year with
That's
you.
That's the funniest episode.
Well, I've never seen the whole episode, and...
But you don't have to. You just watch that clip. It's the turkeys being...
You see, you laugh every time, and I don't get it. I don't understand
because
why it's funny.
Because they think the turkeys can fly.
Who's...
The manager of the radio station is like a publicity stunt. He's saying, we're gonna release the turkeys on Thanksgiving. We're going to release...
Release the turkeys? Was that like release the hounds?
No, it was like release the pigeons. Like, but turkeys can't fly.
I know. See, here you dissolve into laughter. This happens every time.
They throw like tons of turkeys out of this helicopter on Thanksgiving.
I don't get it.
And they all crash to the ground and die, and it's really funny.
It seems really mean and sad.
Well, they don't really do it. It's not an actual thing that happened.
Okay.
Even for the sitcom, they didn't just like rent or buy a whole bunch of turkeys and throw them out.
I'm gonna keep watching it every year, I guess. I mean,
you couldn't make a show like that now because people would be very upset, but
by the
throwing of the turkeys out of the helicopter. Even the idea would offend people, I think, but
yeah, that's I just don't get it. Anyway, like so much of American life, this one just goes by me every year. I don't get it. Why it's funny.
So it's hilarious. How can you not think? I mean, even if you didn't watch the sitcom, it's funny.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe if you knew who the characters were and you...
It was a good 70s funny. It was one of the funniest episodes. The 70s sitcom was really good. I liked it when I was a little kid.
When you were a little kid.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for the television.
There was also that blonde girl in it. It was very... I thought it was very...
She thought she was really nice.
Yeah, I thought she was very nice.
You thought she was really intelligent. I don't know what it is about her, but she's so smart. Yeah. So, well, Thanksgiving is about recriminations in a lot of different ways, I think. That's the purpose of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And you were posting mainly on Facebook about what people are not allowed to do with their turkeys.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't even think to say that about it. I should. Now that you give me the idea, I hadn't thought about what kind of turkey sins there are. Except for not brining. They should brine. But there was another... I was talking about the other things, like putting marshmallows on...
Okay, that is sinful.
On sweet potatoes. The word sweet potatoes doesn't mean that you should put sweet things on the... potatoes.
Yeah.
It doesn't make the thing into a dessert.
Well, you can make pie out of sweet potato.
Right.
And that's delicious.
But then go ahead and go forward and make a pie.
Yeah. Don't try to make it into a savory, time when there's
weird,
no pie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just go for the pie. Yeah. That's true. What were the other things?
I
did read your post very carefully, of course. And memorized it.
Now he asked me on the spot. I'm trying to remember what it was. So no marshmallow on sweet potatoes. You have to brine.
No, I would say no. None of that green bean thing where you put the little things on top of the green
beans.
Someone
mentioned that in the comments. They said, what about green bean casserole?
Yeah, no. That's very bad. That's not a good way to do vegetables.
Right,
you need to put some sort of fakey synthetic onion product on top of your whatever they're called, green beans. Green beans should be done in a pan, gently, with a lot of butter and garlic, until they're...
Now, this is not to say that I haven't had green bean casserole before and liked it. It's just that it's a sin.
That you're bad. You shouldn't have liked it.
It's wrong. It doesn't matter whether I like it. Whether it tastes good or not...
Right.
...is not the deciding factor.
The measure...
It should taste good. I mean, you can't have bad-tasting food, but the taste alone is not the factor. You could have really good food that everyone loves, and it still be a total
blasphemy against
God on Thanksgiving.
Against the sin of food, or against the... Not the sin of food. The holiness of food.
Right.
So the brining, well, what about the roasting? I think that...
Oh, the other one is not using the USDA or FDA standards for temperatures. Because they... You know who taught me that? That was...
Nigella.
Because the United States government, as in every other aspect of any other thing they touch, except for military... stuff, they ruin it.
Boy, that's quite a broad.
they have no business telling you how to cook your food. The government has no business telling you how to roast your turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
Appropriate that.
Right, and they do it badly. They tell you to take the. They say your turkey should read the internal temperature of your turkey should be 165 when you take it out of the oven.
And if it's like that, then it's going to be as hard as a brick.
By the time you eat it, it's going to be 175 in the breast. And that's going to be way, way, way too hard and dry. It's going to be like biting into a desert. And all the fluid in your body will suck out of your body into the turkey.
And then you'll die.
Right, and everybody will die. Right. And it will serve you right. It will be justice. It will be God's... justice for your sin. So don't do that. Don't use the USDA or FDA.
I think that you should travel around Binghamton on Thanksgiving Day.
You should have an inspection.
Inspecting people.
Our parishioners.
To make sure that they're living in a holy way. Yeah,
I don't have any authority over other people's parishioners, but our parishioners.
You're going to make sure that
I should go to their homes. There's a lot of people going to the Dreyers. I'll go to the Dreyers first.
I don't think you should say people's names on there.
Oh, yeah. But I don't have any worry about them because he's got it set. But other people, I might have some worry about. So I should go to their homes.
Yeah, you should do that.
Actual home inspections.
I would also like to do church to be like Gordon Ramsay and arrive in people's churches and scream at them and tell them what they're doing wrong.
Church makeover?
Interventions. You know, you've got a church here. I see that you've got a church, and it's going terribly. So, I'm first gonna tell you what you've done wrong.
That'd be a great
and
show.
And then you're gonna cry. You're gonna have a time of repentance, where you actually come to grips with the fact.
And then fire people. Yeah. He makes them fire people.
Yeah.
He goes in and ruins people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For television.
I mean, they get more money after that.
Not the people who are fired.
No.
They don't get more money.
No, if you haven't watched the show, he goes in and he just goes in randomly to a restaurant.
I'm sure people can Google Gordon Ramsay. I don't think you have to. Kitchen nightmares. I don't think you have to describe it. This is 2018.
There may be a person listening to us who doesn't know what that is.
Who doesn't know about the internet.
They just go to a random place. They order a meal. Not random.
He sets it up ahead of time.
Well, the restaurants have to sign up, but they don't know he's coming or when he's coming.
Right. He's like the Lord.
Right.
And coming in his mighty vengeance.
And he orders a random dish from their
He'll ask menu. The waitress, usually it's a waitress, what should I order? And he'll say it like, what's really bad? And so then
she'll give him the specialty. The crab cake, good, right?
And he's the frozen crab cake.
He must have specially attenuated taste buds because he always, no matter what it is.
It's always the worst food he's ever eaten.
And he like spits it out of his mouth and goes back to the, but then he always goes back to the kitchen and finds like rotting mice in the
refrigerator. We should never eat out. But I would like to do that for the church.
Not our church.
No, other people's churches.
We should go to a random service, go to a service, and then after the service, go and berate.
I'd like to... I'm a special person. I'd like to see what you're doing here.
Go back and berate the pastor and the music director and the...
Did you see the John...
Throw up in the aisle or something. No.
Yeah. John Christ reading Google reviews of churches.
No, I didn't.
I made you watch it and you forgot already. That was brilliant. First of all, who leaves a Google review after visiting a church? And so the best one was somebody who said, I visited churches without walls this morning. And there were walls everywhere. Great sermon. But I'm taking off a star because of all the walls. Which was super obviously trolling funny. So, okay, no, but back to food. What are you planning for Thanksgiving this year?
Turkey.
Okay.
And that's a big thing.
What haven't had time to think about it, have you?
No, I've been doing work the whole...
Because I personally would like to do some kind of different... I want to do this every year. I want to do something different. I want
to
do a different
dessert. This is where we're going to have to disagree.
And then when I announce what I'm going to do, the whole entire world just melts down. And I get angrier. Every year I get a little bit angrier.
Because you don't do different things on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can do different
things. You do the same things.
No.
In the classic way they're always done.
Because...
You don't change anything.
No, that's not...
That's okay. What people wait. I wait for Thanksgiving all year long, and you want to change things.
Yeah. Just one thing. One or two things a year that we'll do differently. Just like the Christmas pageant, I think one or two things should change so that the people of the world don't have to see the same Christmas pageant year after year after year where the children sing Go Tell It on the Mountain at the end, which is so awful.
You're misunderstanding the point of Thanksgiving.
As with that, Thanksgiving should have one or two new dishes. Something different should be done. Most of it should be the same, but there should be a little bit of new.
What would you replace? What would you change? After all, I've worked. You know, Thanksgiving at our house is me doing all the cooking, and you sitting in there, quaffing wine and talking with our friends.
Well, that's because you tell me that's what I have to do.
Oh.
I'm just obeying you. I come in the kitchen and you say, go talk to them in a frantic way.
Well, I don't want them to be left alone. That's what it is. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So all right. What do you want me to do? Either I can cook with you or
I want you to be thankful.
Okay.
I want you to be thankful on
Thanksgiving.
I want you to get your food and eat it and think it's wonderful and be thankful. as the name of the day suggests.
I want you to make something new. Just one thing. I want you to devote yourself to learning a new vegetable while I learn one new dessert.
I don't want a new vegetable. I want the vegetables we always have. We have Brussels sprouts and we have what else? Brussels sprouts and asparagus. That's the classic Thanksgiving vegetable. What would you want? What else do you want?
Well, it might be nice to do some buttered peas and some... Well, I've done parsnips on my own because you won't even...
I love parsnips.
...devote yourself to them at all. Like, they matter when they do matter.
They are. If you get a nice little sear on them and...
A lot of butter.
Yeah, no, they're wonderful.
And...
But that's your... That's what you do.
I just...
That's your job. That's, okay. That's how we have divvied up the tasks on Thanksgiving, and yours is to entertain the guests and do the parsnips.
And all the desserts. So this year, I'm going to make a pumpkin souffle.
And that's really making me angry. I want a pumpkin pie.
Well,
I don't eat pumpkin pie any time of the year except for Thanksgiving.
I just can't.
And you don't make pumpkin. You're not going to make pumpkin pie. Why? Why?
I'm going to make pie for other people, but
right,
for
but
you,
you're not going to make the einkorn bread pie.
I'm going to make you a souffle without the crust because I don't want to make an einkorn crust this year. It's hard.
I'll make one.
But I don't feel like your touch is deft enough for the for the pumpkin pie thing. So I'm going to make a souffle for you.
I don't want
a
souffle.
Or actually a creme brulee.
I won't eat it.
A pumpkin. No. You love creme brulee.
I won't eat a pumpkin creme brulee because I want pumpkin pie.
You'll eat it and you'll be thankful. You're going to be thankful this year too, just like I am.
I thought we were criticizing other people.
How quickly it descends. Well, I think part of the problem is we haven't had time to think about Thanksgiving at all. And we have to put a floor in before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving? No, we can't do that. What are you talking about?
I want you to put the floor in before Thanksgiving. So I want you to stay up all night.
Maybe I have a relative who's coming for Thanksgiving. Maybe. Who knows how to do...
She can make him...
Who knows how to do...
Thank you so things. Much for coming.
Hey, look. My floor isn't done. Maybe in exchange for the turkey.
You can put our floor in.
Right.
I think that's a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing instead of the floor?
I'm going to be prepping. I have a funeral tomorrow, and I have pastoral work to do today, so I have to prep madly on Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's gonna be like massive, maddening prep all day long.
Yeah,
and I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm scared we're not gonna be ready. We have to go to the store. We have to go buy stuff. Like, buying it on Tuesday, Wegmans is mad. It's insane on Tuesday. Maybe we should go this afternoon.
We should try to go today.
Yeah. It's
But I have a lot of work as well. My whole world is full of work. I thought I was going to take a week off, but I was wrong. Boy, was I wrong.
When?
Last week I thought, Thanksgiving is coming up and we'll have a week off.
Yeah, no, everything went crazy this last week. Every single thing that could possibly go
crazy
went crazy. And not bad necessarily, but just insane, requiring a lot of work. Everything that would normally go smoothly during a week.
I thought it was a full moon, but it turned out it wasn't a full moon.
You know what I think that would make the country and the church run a lot better?
What?
If women didn't speak.
What? Is that what you're going to post on Thanksgiving morning?
Because I was thinking about all the problems we've had in the last...
You think it's women speaking?
Well, it's women, you know, opining about things or doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
What?
So if they just didn't do that, the country would run smoothly.
What?
And the church would run smoothly. So I can totally see what Paul was saying. I get it.
I'm a little flabbergasted, actually. Especially since my week included me being on the phone talking to people.
Well, you can speak.
Oh, I can speak.
Pastor should be able to say which women.
I can immediately think of like four men I would put on that list of people who can't speak.
Well, there's some men that shouldn't speak probably, but but in general, I'm just saying.
It's the women that shouldn't speak.
Yeah, I think we've been way downhill, like in 1917 or whatever you guys said. The women.
You know what I think? I think you should get on the internet on Wednesday afternoon and say that. I don't think the women should have gotten the vote, and that's when everything went downhill. You should post that late Wednesday night, push send, and then we'll have a really happy Thanksgiving. No, I think when the vote went downhill was... No, I can't. I don't actually can't remember.
It went down. That, it no. went down then. I mean, what followed after that? Like World War One, World War Two, Cold War, welfare.
Right before that, we just had Napoleon.
Abortion. I tell you, men would never have supported this thing.
Oh my gosh.
It's from women, so.
You know, you're just raving.
I could actually build a case.
You're raving. As a concluding moment on this podcast, I'd like you to indicate how unserious you are.
I am not serious, right?
Okay.
So I do value the voices of women.
Oh my gosh. Well, don't say it like that because it's worse. The voices of women.
Of course, I don't think that.
Whenever anybody tells me that, I want to die. I value your voice. Oh, no, no, no. Please don't say that. Yeah. Well,
I'm assuming my Christians don't. I'm kidding. And that they're going to come to church on Sunday.
I don't think that you should assume anything. Assuming makes a donkey out of you and me.
Yeah.
That's what our children say.
I'm glad they say donkey. That's good.
Yeah, they didn't want to say bad right. words.
Right.
And they like to accuse other people of cursing. They call it cursing.
We had a bunch of judgmental children. Your post from yesterday, I didn't know they went around recriminating people for putting up Christmas decorations.
They totally do. They say horrid things about our neighbors for putting up Christmas decorations.
I wonder where they got that habit of critiquing people.
Like probably that. From you.
No, you actually, do that. You do that. That was a facetious question because you do that.
This podcast has been you recriminating not just your own congregation, but the entire world, actually. And being
not the Arab
a
world.
Sexist and a misogynist. And a food snob. And when in this week is your repenting for your sins scheduled to happen? No, I think we, tragically, this podcast has to come to a quick end because you have to write a sermon.
And do pastoral things.
For a funeral, which is not a fun way, it's not a fun thing. That's the really great horribleness about the holiday season is all the people who have to carry on with their regular grief and then pretend to be happy for people like you who want them to be thankful.
It's a command.
That's the sad part.
Be thankful.
About our national landscape is people like you who insist that other people be thankful.
I wrote an article about why Christians should be the most thankful people in the world.
Well,
why you should feel Thanksgiving.
Oh man.
In the bowels of your soul.
That's terrible. The bowels? Did you use the word bowel?
No. But I think you should. If you're not thankful, you're probably not a Christian. Just kidding.
Okay. Say the just kidding part louder.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. Okay.
Is that it?
Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll probably be back next week if we haven't been taken off of the internet. Mm-hmm.